somebody ask me, saying they have a child, a daughter who is very fearful of death. But ironically, there's a brother who asks all kinds of questions all the time, and naturally, you know, some death-related questions. And so I think there is a time where you can kind of separate your kids and need to separate your kids and talk to each of them about what is age-appropriate and personality-appropriate to each of them. Does that make sense? Because the little girl is not ready to hear what the boy wants to hear. But by all means, respond to the boy. Just find a different way. And I know that's not always easy to do. And that might be one where maybe wait till dad gets home and say, okay, I need to spend some time talking to our daughter or our son, or you need to talk to your son or whatever it is, or our daughter, about this, and let's kind of divide and conquer, you know, type thing. But as far as the child who's fearful of death, there's a time to not speak about things, and there's a time to speak about things very mildly, and a time to speak of things very directly. And that's what the wisdom of parenting involves. You've got to figure out what's the right time with this child. There is a right time. Don't use that as an excuse, like, I can never find the right time, so I'll just never talk to him. No, don't let that happen. It's the same thing with sex education. Don't wait until your society educates your kids in the wrong way about it. Don't wait till your kids' friends, yes, even at a Christian school, educate them about sex. You educate them, and you do it in a way that is positive, that God is the creator of sex, and at the same time, age appropriate. Some kids, and age appropriate doesn't mean, oh, when they reach 8, that's the age where now you can now talk about so-and-so. So you got it on the calendar, turns 8, does it? No, it just depends on their personality, who they are, how fragile they are, or how tough they are, or how, and what they're ready for, and the questions they're asking. So when they're asking you questions, answer them. You don't always have to, and since we're on that subject, let's get going with a bunch of things they're not asking about. You know, now maybe, but use your wisdom and discernment. So I would say always answer the question, but you can answer the question it's just like the, you know, where do babies come from? There's a lot of ways you can, well, God makes children for mommies and daddies to have, and you know, that's an answer. And he decides when. Okay, now there's another physiological explanation for this, and Angela's a nurse. Talk to her if you don't know how that goes. But they don't necessarily need that, or if they do need it, they need it only to a degree.